We'll add a fifth verb. So we're adding to our group, tabemas, nomimas, mimas, yomimas, and we'll add kaimas, kaimas. I buy. The kai part is K-A-I, kaimas. If it helps you to have a picture image, perhaps you're buying a kite, kai. I buy.
Kaimas.
Kaimas.
And again, the sentence order is the same, so the item, the marker or, and the kaimas. That will always be the same. That's never going to change for any verb. So if we go back to our words for camera and digital camera, what were those? What was the word for camera?
Camera.
Camera.
And the digital camera was the shortened version of the
digima?
Word. Deji.
Deji.
And then a shortened version of camera, just the first two sounds, deji.
Deji kame.
That's right.
Deji kame.
So, tomorrow, I'm going to buy a camera.
Ashita kamera o kaimasu.
That's right.
Ashita kamera o kaimasu.
Tomorrow, I'm going to buy a digital camera.
Ashita digikame.
Kame.
Digikame.
And you need your marker.
Oh. Ashita digikame o kaimasu.
Although we say digital in English, in Japanese, it's the sound has been transferred as de, digikame.
Ashita digikame o kaimasu.
And that's it, yes.
Ashita digikame o kaimasu.
And pulling back in our nanny who looks after children, our what word, what are you going to buy tomorrow? How would you say that?
Ashita nani o kaimasu.
And we're making it a question.
Kaimasu ka.
That's right.
Ashita nani o kaimasu ka.
Japanese is a very polite language, and it's a language in which you show respect to people that are older than you, people that have higher social status, people you work with who are more important than you, and people you don't know. Now, this can be shown in the way that we use the mas verbs. The mas verbs are a polite version of Japanese. And if you use the negative masen and add ka to the end of it, you're actually literally saying to somebody, won't you? Which is the equivalent in English to saying, would you like to? And it's a polite way of inviting somebody to do something. So you use the negative plus ka, and the sentence order remains exactly the same. So if you wanted to ask politely, won't you drink beer, which in English we would probably say, would you like a beer, or would you like to drink beer, you would say, biru o nomimasen ka? So you put the question into the negative with a ka. So if you wanted to say, would you like to eat sushi, you would be saying in Japanese literally, won't you eat sushi? How would you say that?
Sushi o tabemasen ka.
Sushi o tabemasen ka.
And then you also politely want to ask somebody, won't you drink some coffee? Would you like some coffee?
Kohi o nomimasen ka.
Kohi o nomimasen ka.
We could add some time expressions to that as well and say, would you like to eat sushi tonight?
Konban sushi o tabemasen ka?
Konban sushi o tabemasen ka?
And again, the time expression is there at the beginning. Nothing's changing in our sentence order. We're putting this masen ka at the end to be more polite, to ask somebody politely to do something. And if you wanted to say, would you like to watch TV tonight?
Terebi o mimasen ka?
And if you wanted to get in the time expression tonight?
Konban terebi o mimasen ka?
Konban terebi o mimasen ka?
So this masen ka means won't you? It's a polite way with a polite language of inviting somebody to do something.